Praise be to God. This is another day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Welcome to Daily Inspirations again this morning. This is Brother John Loniker. Yesterday, we talked about being dull of hearing, how disobedience makes you dull of hearing, and it takes away your spiritual life. There's no growth. And we read this, we've been reading in Hebrews chapter 5, and we read here in Hebrews 5, verse 12, it says, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." So we see here there's no growth, and they're actually going backwards. They're losing out. It says, "The time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again." They were taught what were the first principles of the oracles of God. But the Hebrew writer is telling you have need that one teach you again. They should have been teachers, but there was no growth. And so that's what disobedience leads to, no growth. Verse 13, "For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." Then it says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." So when we're obedient, there's growth. And the other principle that I want to look at, what obedience brings, according to Hebrews chapter 5 here, verse 14, is that your senses will be exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, we live in a day and time where many people in our day fit in this. Couple scriptures in verse 12, "For when the time they ought to be teachers, they have need that one teach them again, because they have made a profession of being born again, they've had convictions, and all of a sudden they're not walking in obedience, and they are able to go back into the things that they forsook when they got born again." And we jump over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." And verse 14 says, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance." That fashioning is going back to your old ways. Many people get born again, and then they begin to pick up old habits and old ways and even sinful things that they have forsaken. And, you know, and that's what disobedience brings. This verse here in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." You know, when you walk in disobedience, your senses aren't being exercised to discern good and evil. It seems like they lose their senses to discern good and evil. And so it's very important that we walk in obedience. You know, more than ever in our day, we need our senses exercised to be able to discern both good and evil. You know, it's not just an action. It starts way before it gets to action indeed. It starts with opening up our doors to other spirits. You know, 1 Corinthians, I think, chapter 12 talks about receiving another spirit, receiving another Jesus, and receiving another gospel. And so many people, they start being disobedient, and they open themselves up to other spirits and the Holy Spirit. And yet they profess Christianity, but something's not right. And so it's very important that we walk in obedience so that we have our senses, that we may be able to senses exercise to discern both good and evil. That word discern means to be able to prove, to test. You know, 1 John says that we should try the spirits. We should test them. We should not believe every spirit, but test them and try them. And so obedience allows us to have our senses exercise to discern both good and evil. And so this morning, I want to encourage you not to fashion yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance, but to walk in obedience so that you may be able to have your senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Because if you don't, the enemy is going to wreak havoc in your life, and you're simply going to be deceived. You know, many people are deceived. The Bible teaches us clearly that in the last time that many are going to fall away. Many are going to be deceived. You know, the sad thing about a deceived person, they don't know it. Someone that's deceived does not know they're deceived. They think they're walking in truth, but they're not, because they're walking in disobedience to the Bible, and their senses are not exercised to discern good and evil. They just openly open themselves up to whatever the world has to offer, whatever the preacher has to offer. They don't go search the scriptures out and see what is they're being taught is true or not, because it feels good and right to their flesh, and so they're going to embrace it. You know, one thing we need to remember, that the scripture is never going to feed the flesh, but it's going to feed the spirit of within us, that the Holy Spirit. The scripture says that we should walk in the spirit and we shall not fulfill the lust of our flesh. So this morning, are your senses being exercised to discern both good and evil? And that comes from walking in obedience to the word of God. Thank you for listening, and let's close in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I do pray that you would just bless your word. Help each one who listens this morning to examine their heart, Lord, that if their senses are being exercised to discern both good and evil, and Lord, that as they walk in obedience to the word of God, Lord, I pray you bless your word, and may each listener be inspired by your word. Your word is always inspiring, and I thank you for it, Lord, and I just pray that your word would not return unto you void. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.